And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
For years, North Carolina public school principals have been among the worst paid in the country. In 2016, North Carolina ranked 50th in the nation in this important category. The embarrassment of this ranking recently prompted state legislators to make some improvements to principal pay, and that was a good idea. Unfortunately, the new, quote, performance-based system that they also adopted has some major flaws. Instead of being compensated based on experience, longevity, or the advanced degrees they've earned as in the past, principal salaries will now be based on the results of their students' standardized test scores and how many students attend the school. This change is fraught with problems. First off, studies have repeatedly found that no test can accurately predict a principal's contributions in the following year. What's more, the new system provides a tremendous disincentive for teachers to take on challenging schools, lest they run the risk of seeing their pay cut if test scores fall short. The bottom line, being a principal is a tremendously difficult, complex, and important job. North Carolina should employ a system for measuring principal performance that befits the sophistication and stature of the position. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.